This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, fax 989-775-1640. Oh, and after Caitlin Geitman's name, put P-A-C. Patient is Mary Sponseler, S-P-O-N, like November, S-E-L-L-E-R. Date of birth 4-1 of 1940. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a consultation for Ms. Sponseler, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine level. November 12th of this year, the creatinine level went from her usual range of 2.1, 2.0, 23-24 GFR to 2.6, and eGFR of 18. And so the patient was sent for nephrology evaluation. She was not ill at that time, and her daughter is here with her for this visit. The patient lives in a foster care home. Comfort Care is the name of the home in Mount Pleasant. And she states that she likes the facility and is doing well there. She is quite hard of hearing, so the daughter does help with repeating what we're saying so that she understands and answers questions appropriately. She knows several patients that have been on dialysis, and she states that she really does not want to do dialysis, even if she becomes symptomatic with stage 5 chronic kidney disease. And the daughter, who is her power of attorney, believes this is a good choice for an 84-year-old patient. Currently, she does have shortness of breath. She feels like she needs more than one pillow in her bed in the facility. And a hospital bed was too high for her to get in and out of, so she has to have a regular bed. But she may have some degree of orthopnea if she requires more than one pillow at night to sleep without shortness of breath. She does have known heart failure and known heart disease. And she has not seen a cardiologist in many years. And her last echocardiogram done in 2021 showed an ejection fraction about 45% at that point. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, and she is wheelchair-bound today. And occasionally, she can walk and take a few steps with a walker, but it's very difficult for her. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have minimal edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, hypertension, congestive heart failure, asthma and COPD, obesity. She's had two cerebrovascular accidents, one in 2020 and the second in 2021. She's had a history of pulmonary embolism, also DVT. She believes that was in her right lower leg. Anxiety, coronary artery disease, obstructive sleep apnea, and she does use her CPAP. She enjoys using it even as she takes naps in the afternoon because she feels like she breathes better. Fatty liver disease, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and she's hard of hearing. Past surgical history, she's had tonsils removed, cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingophrectomy, appendectomy, bilateral knee replacements, and multiple finger surgeries. Social history, she never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, she's retired, and she currently resides in Comfort Care, adult foster care home. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to ACE inhibitors, codeine, morphine, levoquin, moxifloxacin, pollen, propylene glycol, triethanol stearate, and grass. medications. She's on Miralax, 17 grams as needed for constipation, Voltaren topical arthritis gel as needed, Tylenol, 500 milligrams twice a day, as up to four times a day as needed for pain, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Eliquis, 5 milligram daily, Pulmicort inhaler, twice a day, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day, Metoprolol, 100 milligram daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, Synthroid, 112 microgram daily, Isosorbide, 30 milligram daily, Duoneb per home nebulizer as needed every 6 hours, Lasix is 20 milligram twice a day, Prozac, 40 milligram daily, Trulicity, 3 milligram once weekly, Budesonide inhaler, one inhalation twice a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 53 inches, 5'3", weight 200 pounds, pulse 75, blood pressure left arm 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, difficult to visualize uvula, a very elevated tongue. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs, most recent lab studies were done November 12, 2024. Her hemoglobin is 10.5, normal white count, normal platelets, microalbumin to creatinine ratio elevated at 704, the creatinine 2.6 with estimated GFR 18, calcium 8.9, sodium 137, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 3.9, liver enzymes are normal. May 13th, we had previously discussed the other creatinines that were 2.1 and 2.01. And 10-14 of 22, creatinine was 1.7 with estimated GFR 29. Assessment and plan. One, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with marked progression between May and November of this year. And two, diabetic nephropathy, also known coronary artery disease and CHF. We've asked the patient to get labs today, and then we'll check them every 2 months thereafter. She did indicate she is very uninterested in any kind of dialysis, even if she becomes very symptomatic. She would like help with the symptoms, though, and reasonable monitoring. We do want to schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that's scheduled at the Mount Pleasant Health Park on 12/24. She also would like palliative care ordered as soon as you can order it for her. Not hospice, but palliative care, just because she's choosing more supportive care and less aggressive care at this point. So we hope that you would make a referral for palliative care. And for comfort measures, the daughter is going to purchase a wedge for her bed at the foster care home and also a transfer belt so that staff there can avoid pulling on her shoulders, which cause a significant discomfort for this patient. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.